230 dead in drug interdiction and Hollywood's copyright battle over the ER. Secretary of State Rubio has signaled a shift in U.S. drug interdiction strategy, a disclosure arriving alongside reports that maritime operations have resulted in close to 230 deaths from boat strikes. That figure, 230 people, in the context of an anti-narcotics operation is the kind of number that, in a different political environment, would be generating congressional oversight hearings. Details of the operations remain incomplete, but the legal framework is not. U.S. maritime drug interdiction is conducted under specific rules of engagement, and a death toll of that scale raises immediate questions under both domestic law and international maritime law. Whether Rubio's signaled strategy shift represents a course correction in response to those casualties or an escalation of operational tempo is not yet clear. The historical pattern of drug interdiction in Latin America offers a cautionary baseline. Intensification of enforcement tends to produce cartel adaptation, which generates more violence, which produces further intensification. Every administration has entered office claiming its approach will break that cycle. The specifics of what has changed, or what is about to, will determine whether this shift represents a genuine strategic review or a rhetorical reframing. A California appeals court is hearing arguments in a copyright dispute between the creators of the television series ER and the producers of The Pit, a medical drama set in a Pittsburgh emergency room. The legal question turns on what copyright actually protects in the context of television formats. Genres and formulas, hospital drama, emergency room setting, ensemble casts of medical professionals are not copyrightable. What plaintiffs must demonstrate is that specific protected creative expressions were copied, distinctive characters, particular story structures, original artistic choices. Courts have consistently held that working within an established genre does not constitute infringement, which creates a high bar for the ER plaintiffs. Hollywood is watching closely because the streaming era's structural incentives toward format familiarity have made the line between inspiration and infringement a recurring battleground.